Welcome, fantasy football gamers. I'm Andrew Erickson, and today we're going to be exploring my top targets in the first 10 rounds of drafts who are poised to make a significant impact in 2023. From round 1 to round 10, we'll break down all the names you need to know and the hidden gems you don't want to overlook. So buckle up and get ready to learn about the top targets that should be on your draft radar. Let's get started with our first player target. Round 1, running back Bijan Robinson, Atlanta Falcons, ECR 7. The highly touted rookie running back from Texas was selected 8th overall in the 2023 NFL Draft by the Atlanta Falcons, and his fantasy football ceiling is sky high. In his final college football season, Robinson was the second highest graded rusher in the FBS per PFF and posted a staggering 37% dominator rating with 18 rushing touchdowns and over 1,500 rushing yards. His impressive 40% broken tackle rate and 104 missed tackles forced demonstrate his ability to thrive at the NFL level. In Arthur Smith's run-heavy offense last season, Tyler Algier, a former fifth-round pick, finished as PFF's highest-graded rookie running back and ranked 6th in rushing EPA. Algier averaged nearly 18 carries and 96 rushing yards per game from Week 13 onward in 2022. Given Robinson's superior talent and size compared to Algier, the first-year rusher is primed to be a three-down back for the Atlanta Falcons. Considering the offense ranked 1st in early-down run rate last year, Robinson has the potential to eclipse 300 carries and 1,500 rushing yards, making him a top-3-ranked running back in season-long formats. Round 2, wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown, Detroit Lions, ECR 20. Amon-Ra St. Brown is one of my favorite targets in this range. I feel so comfortable pushing the draft button on him in round 2 with zero hesitance to speak of. His 32% target rate per route run trailed only Tyreek Hill last season. The Lions also own a top 10 schedule for the entire season and through the first 6 weeks of the year. With no Jameson Williams and a slate of favorable defensive matchups, there will be no stopping the burn from the sun god himself. Detroit is tied with Jacksonville with the most favorable strength of schedule for fantasy wide receivers this season. Round 3, tight end Mark Andrews, Baltimore Ravens, ECR 26. Mark Andrews was nearly matching Travis Kelce's expected fantasy point output last season before Lamar Jackson's injury. Season-long 29% target share led all tight ends in 2022, and only 4 other tight ends scored fewer fantasy points under expectation than Andrews. They're all reasons to buy into Andrews having a bounce back season. Because even if Andrews sees fewer targets after the wide receiver additions the Ravens have made this offseason, I'd bet it ends up being a net positive with a boost in overall efficiency, which was severely lacking last year. Round 4, running back J.K. Dobbins, Baltimore Ravens, ECR 41. Dobbins' 2022 campaign got off to a sluggish start as he was recovering from major knee surgery and missed the first 2 weeks of the season. However, when Dobbins finally returned later in the year, he showed why he's such a highly regarded talent. In his last 5 games, including the playoffs, he averaged an impressive 6.6 yards per carry, 92 rushing yards, and 14 carries per game. The strong finish is a promising sign for his prospects next year in an offense that should light the league ablaze under QB offensive coordinator combination of Lamar Jackson / Todd Monken. And although he continued to split carries with Gus Edwards, Dobbins' explosive running style and effectiveness in the Ravens' offense makes him the best fantasy asset. Despite the presence of Edwards and Justice Hill in the backfield, Dobbins is the clear lead back for the Ravens and should be viewed as a top-tier fantasy option. Baltimore could ride him into the ground as an impending free agent. Round 5, wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, Denver Broncos, ECR 55. Jerry Jeudy impressed tremendously down the stretch when healthy. No player scored more fantasy points in PPR with a sub-75% overall route participation or posted a higher yards per route run versus man coverage than Jeudy last year. He also finished 13th in target rate per route run. In Jeudy's last 6 games, he earned a 25% target share and finished 5th in receiving yards overall. From Week 10 onward, the Broncos wide receiver led the NFL in yards per route run. Obviously, any upgraded quarterback play next year is great for Jeudy because he easily projects as the number one receiver on the offense from a volume perspective. And last year, he finally showed that he could score fantasy points, finishing as a wide receiver 21 after failing to crack the top 45 in his first 2 years in the league. With great route running and separation skills to boot, Jeudy's stock should continue to rise. Before I get to my top draft targets in each of the next 5 rounds, I want to tell you about the Fantasy Pros Championship at the FFPC. Get ready for the ultimate fantasy football challenge with the Fantasy Pros Championship at the FFPC. Compete for your share of the $6 million prize pool, including a massive $1 million grand prize and free Fantasy Pros and Betting Pros subscriptions. Register today at fantasypros.com/championship and use promo code FANTASYPROS to get $25 off your entry. Don't delay. Sign up by June 1st and complete your draft by June 15th to grab an extra $35 early bird credit. In every 12-team league, you'll tackle a 12-week regular season featuring weekly waiver wires and lineup choices without trades. Secure a top 2 seed or win your league's playoffs to advance to the championship round and battle for the number 1 grand prize, $1 million during weeks 15 through 17. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Go to fantasypros.com/championship and use promo code FANTASYPROS to get your $25 off your entry. Good luck and happy drafting.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game, bro.
Round 6, quarterback Justin Fields, Chicago Bears, ECR 63. Looking ahead to this season, it's highly anticipated that Bears quarterback Justin Fields will make a significant leap in his performance. Not only did he finish last season as a QB6 in points per game with 20.6, but during his 11 games played from weeks 5 through 17, he ranked as the QB5 in points per game with a 24.1 per game mark. Moreover, the Bears have made significant improvements to their supporting cast in the offseason, highlighted by the additions of DJ Moore and Darnell Wright, which sets the stage for Fields to continue his upward trajectory and become a supernova fantasy producer in year 3. Round 7, wide receiver Deontay Johnson, Pittsburgh Steelers, ECR 77. I am firmly planting my flag on Steelers wide receiver Deontay Johnson to have a massive bounce-back campaign. He didn't score last season, which is likely a fluke, and second-year wide receiver George Pickens is a darling in the fantasy football community. But even though DJ is still the more proven asset, Pickens is consistently drafted ahead of him. Johnson's ability to command targets based on his 28% target share and 7th-ranked 137 targets last season suggests he's a prime candidate for positive regression in many facets. His combined downfield targets and red zone targets were the most of any player to not score a touchdown last season. Those trends don't tend to carry over year from year. Buy low on the wide receiver 15 expected fantasy points per game from last season. Round 8, wide receiver Jordan Addison, Minnesota Vikings, ECR 91. I love targeting first-round rookie wide receiver Jordan Addison in this range. He tends to be cheaper than fellow first-rounder Jaxon Smith-Njigba, despite the former having the much better landing spot as the number 2 wide receiver alongside Justin Jefferson in the Vikings offense. It's Addison's NFL team and college profile that had me fully expecting him to hit the ground running in year 1. Recall that Addison broke out as an 18-year-old freshman in 2020 with 60 catches, 662 receiving yards, and 4 receiving touchdowns. The early age production is a sign of an elite prospect and clearly foreshadowed Addison's rise to become one of the best wide receivers in college football. He transferred to USC from Pittsburgh this past year and led the Trojans with 59 catches for 875 yards and 8 receiving touchdowns. But most importantly, the 5'11", 173-pound wide receiver proved that he could play more outside after spending most of his time in the slot at Pittsburgh. Round 9, running back Antonio Gibson, Washington Commanders, ECR 97. Antonio Gibson had a polarizing 2022 season, splitting work in the Commanders' backfield with rookie Brian Robinson. However, Gibson's proven track record of production, ideal size, and pass-catching chops make him an enticing buy-low running back target. Despite operating as an RB3 for much of the second half of 2022, Gibson remained much more involved in the passing game than Robinson, with an impressive 14% target share and 80.5 PFF receiving grade. The release of J.D. McKissic further solidifies Gibson's role as the primary receiving back for Washington. As a free agent at the end of the year, the team could ride Gibson till the wheels fall off. Additionally, new offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy's arrival may lead to more opportunities for Gibson, as he has no prior commitments to the hierarchy of the backfield from last year. We could easily see Gibson in a Jerick McKinnon-esque role in Washington. The Commanders' tough schedule also foreshadows negative game scripts, which favors Gibson's pass-catching abilities. Round 10, tight end Chigakonkwo, Tennessee Titans, ECR 121. My favorite late-round tight end is Chigakonkwo. He started the last 2 games of the season for the Tennessee Titans and flashed uber efficiency in the receiving game. The rookie's 26% target rate per route run ranked second among all tight ends with at least 40 targets. He finished third in PFF receiving grade, first in yards per reception, and first in yards per route run among all tight ends. More so, both Austin Hooper and Jeff Swain both departed in free agency, and the Titans neglected to add any more receiving competition through the NFL draft or through NFL free agency.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Fantasy Pros.